Let's talk more about test kits now. One of the biggest problems fighting the pandemic is the scarcity of test kits for coronavirus and then the long wait for test results. A lab at Quest Diagnostics will start processing tests today, but as WBUR's Deborah Becker tells us, many patients and providers say testing is not being done fast enough.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker acknowledges that testing is a problem. Even though the state changed guidelines to expand testing, he says there are other obstacles.
It's also an issue with respect to making sure we have the supply that's necessary to actually do the tests. And that's an issue here. It's an issue everywhere. And believe me, on every call with the feds and every call with the governors, this is what we talk about.
Healthcare providers are talking about supply problems, too. UMass Memorial Medical Center in Worcester says it doesn't have enough swabs and vials to do the tests. UMass epidemiologist Dr. Richard Ellison says hospitals are scrambling because manufacturers typically stockpile those items during flu season. Now that it's March, he says, the supply has diminished and can't keep up with demand. Manny Lopes with the East Boston Neighborhood Health Center has used all 200 test kits he had at the beginning of this week. He's asking the state and a commercial lab for help.
I know the demand is very high, and everyone is also looking for test kits. And I know the state and the federal government are trying to ramp up. However, people are coming in with symptoms, and those individuals are looking to get tested. And our staff, quite frankly, want to do what's best for these patients and get them tested.
Many patients say they're frustrated they can't get tested. 32-year-old Valerie Lute has been quarantined in her Cambridge apartment with her two roommates since Friday. She says she called her doctor and was told not to leave the house, but she didn't qualify for testing. She says she and her roommates all have flu-like symptoms, including fever.
We haven't been tested, and we have no idea how long we're going to be under quarantine. No one can tell us how long we're going to be contagious. So there's a lot of uncertainty for us and for the world outside of our apartment.
And hospitals are facing uncertainty as they take in more patients. Dr. David Hamer with Boston Medical Center says the hospital is rationing tests, and he's concerned about the lack of basic supplies and the slow pace of testing.
Our hospital has doubled or tripled the number of patients in the last 5 days or so that are in hospital waiting for COVID-19 results. The barrier is the time it's taking and then the availability of tests.
The state says it takes about 24 hours to process results at the Department of Public Health lab. But Richard Ellison at UMass says sometimes it takes several days. He says he's still waiting for results on about 75% of the tests that UMass has done in the past week. Ellison, though, is hopeful that the process will speed up as Quest Diagnostics starts processing tests at its facility in Marlboro today. Quest says it's been sending tests to its sites in California and Virginia and says the Marlboro site will help it reach a goal of processing 10,000 tests a day by the end of next week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.